What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Ross Clifford is my special guest once again this morning. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
And how's life there in New South Wales today?
A little bit damp, a little bit overcast. Looks like it's going to pour, to tell you the truth.
We could do with that.
Oh, well, there you go. We can send some over to you.
Very good. Now, we're talking about an interesting topic today, and that is whether we decide to be a churchgoer or not is really down to just our personality type.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of research coming out on this, Rodney, and it's quite interesting. Many people know about the Myers-Briggs type of test to find out if you're someone who uses your senses, if you're analytical, if you think, if you're intuitive. I mean, how you process things and what sort of person you are. And it appears that many of the people today who explore spirituality, you know, whether it be Oprah, the Da Vinci Code, or exploring spirituality in this more new age, you know, looking at all different religions to see if they can find truth in it, are people who are very feeling orientated, and also people who operate out of intuition. And people who are very feeling orientated and who operate out of intuition, scholars like Kennedy and Francis are telling us, are more likely to be mystical in outlook, more likely to explore the alternative spiritualities and the esoteric, etc. So you think about it, Rodney, if people are more feeling and intuitive, and they're the ones who are likely to be exploring the sort of spiritual options we see today, the question needs to be asked, is that the makeup of people who normally go to church, or do they have different personality types? And the reports are showing that people who go to church are often in a different personality type.
Okay, so what sort of personality type are those who will head along to a church service on a weekend?
Well, look, it's mainly from England, but I think many of us would share their findings. That many people who go to what we call evangelical churches, you know, conservative Christian churches who believe the Bible, tend to be more thinking type people rather than feeling type people, and tend to be more sensing type people, you know, using their senses, being analytical, you know, just add up to, you know, how I understand things, what I observe, what I see, rather than being more intuitive type people. And so what's being said is that a lot of people who go to church in evangelical churches are more thinking and sensing, and what's happening out there in the spiritual search, and people are interested but not really touching base with church, more feeling type people, more intuitive. And Rodney, you can understand that some people are asking, is that why a lot of people today with no church background are perhaps attracted to the charismatic Pentecostal movement of any of the evangelical churches, perhaps tends to be the more feeling, intuitive type church?
It is interesting because obviously we need people in our churches who are both analytical thinking people who can look at the issues, as well as those people who have that intuitive nature as well. So there's got to be a place for all, and you're saying that that will determine the kind of church that we will attach ourselves to.
Yeah, and if we're keen to reach people and minister to people, and the majority of people out there who are searching spiritually are more intuitive and feeling, and we tend to be more thinking, and I agree with you, there's no reason why, you know, churches shouldn't have that component, more thinking and more sensing, but doesn't it mean that we need to ensure in our churches there is that space of feeling and being intuitive, the way we do things, perhaps the way we preach on occasions, the way we do Bible studies, the way we run our members' meetings, the way we interact with each other, shows an understanding of a different personality type that is really searching for meaning. Because if those sort of people who are really feeling and intuitive come into a church and all they really get is a very thinking, logical, analytical approach to church and decision-making and everything else, it's just not going to be about a question of faith. They're going to feel, well, I'm a duck out of water here. I just don't operate this way. And perhaps, as I say, that's one of the reasons many feel that so many of those people, if they're drawn to church, it's to a more experiential church, like a charismatic Pentecostal church.
So those people who have for years been saying there is strong evidence towards faith and been looking at all those sorts of things and saying, here, we can show you that faith makes sense, then it's not the sort of evidence that is going to convince someone who is searching for something other.
Well, look, I think you've got to be really cautious, isn't it? Because there's a lot of people asking the hard questions, and I'm all about reaching them as well. And new atheism is alive and well. I think what you said earlier is really true. The church needs to ensure that it considers how it embraces all personality types and all people trying to find meaning and find their way forward. I think it's what it's saying to us is there's an abundance in the church of people who are really good at thinking through issues and being analytical and helping people that way, but there's not an abundance of people in the church who are really good at feeling and being intuitive, and so we are struggling reaching that group of people who are really asking those questions in that way. And it's interesting too, because someone's done some further research based on this at a university in Wales, and some interesting things about people who go to church. You're dealing with generalizations, but about 50% of us, or 57%, are introverts, not extroverts. And of course, people who are feeling tend to be very much extroverts. And 80% of us prefer conventional and practical measures to maintain the status quo. But if you're intuitive, you tend to not like the status quo. 60% of us have a sense of peace and harmony we're after, and 84% prefer routine and organisation. Why, if you're more feeling and intuitive, you know, organisation and routine are not kind of what you're after. You know, you're after meetings with hugs and relationship and whatever. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but it is interesting. You've got to ask the question whether those who are watching Oprah and Friends, or you know, really searching for spirituality today in Buddhism and New Age and all sorts of different areas, think about their personalities and ask, how comfortable would they be in my church?
I'm talking to Ross Clifford this morning, and we're discussing the personality types of people who head along to church, and seeing that there's a big difference between those who like to feel and experience things and those who like to think things out, and saying that we've really got to find a place in our churches for both those sorts of people, Ross.
Yeah, look, I think that's spot on, Rodney. And not just how we preach and worship, but also how we do our business. You know, we have a saying around here that we can't get women to join our Baptist Union committees or my college committees or anything else. And I say one of the reasons is they're too smart. They're too smart because we process so much as a church institutionally, you know, logically, thinking, analytical, and I see a place for that. But there are a lot of people out there, including many women, who want to process things relationally and through dialogue and through experimentation. And so it's just not how we speak in church. It's how we worship. It's how we relate to each other, how we do the things that we need to do. Mate, I just got an email on Sunday from a young lady called Jen in Queensland, and just asked me if I'm the guy who wrote Jesus and the Gods of the New Age, which interacts with New Age spirituality. And I said, I am. She said, well, in that book you talk about it's okay to be involved in meditation as a Christian, and it's okay to be someone who feels and whatever. And you encourage us to go to church. She said, well, I've been trying all the churches around Brisbane, and I can't find a church that understands that. So this is really deep on my heart. I mean, we're telling people who are exploring spirituality, God loves them, Jesus loves them. That's a much bigger message than astrology or anything else out there. Come into the community, but the community they come into needs to understand how they process, how they think, how they feel. And I think that's a really important thing for the church to ask and make sure that we are really even-handed and seeking to do things in that way.
Do you think that maybe people within the church are a little bit afraid of going down that pathway because they feel that they might be sort of go too far into the way that we feel things and leave what is the truth behind? Do you think we need to actually say, okay, I can still hold on to the truth and not compromise any of my beliefs, but I can understand that God has given me this intuition, God has given me these emotions, I need to explore that as well?
Yeah, look, I think you're right. It's a balance, isn't it? Keeping things in balance. I have an old saying, it's not either or, it's both and. And the Bible wants both and type people who can experience and think, who can feel and be intuitive. And we've got to make sure that those both ands are being expressed. But as the Apostle Paul says, that at times when you're reaching out to certain people, they need to see a certain aspect of you, all things to all people. And as we're reaching out to many who are exploring spirituality today, they, on the whole, will want to see, you know, the side of us that is feeling, the side of us that is intuitive and sensitive. Well, if you're dealing a debate with someone who's a new atheism, I mean, they're certainly wanting to see the thinking side. So, Rodney, we need to make sure all of those aspects are within our church and life. But, mate, it does make a difference. Personality types can be a hindrance to faith. We need to ask, you know, who are we as people? How does our church, you know, represent itself? And how do we show that to a group of people who are really trying to feel and really trying to be intuitive and sensitive as they explore spirituality?
And just as you're talking there, the thought hits me once again how important it is that if we are wanting to share our faith with others, that we first need to be able to hear where the other person is coming from, to know whether they're that sort of person that wants information, or to know whether they're that sort of person that wants to know that there is someone who feels the way that they feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And if we are an introvert, we need to reach out. I mean, and we need to be people that see that some of the ways that we might like convention and institution and certainty is not the sort of thing that people are looking for today. They're not necessarily looking for routine or institution. They're looking for a relationship with the person of Jesus, and people who know that and feel that and experience that, and it's seen in their worship, and it's seen the way they care and interact with each other. You know, we're all up for it, and I'm sure we're all doing it in certain ways. But, you know, let's make sure that those people find a home amongst us and see that aspect of us in, you know, as we're the light, as we seek to witness in our world in which we're part.
We're going to go in a quite different direction this time next week, aren't we?
Yeah, look, mate, I've been fascinated by the series Underbelly, not by its violence and nudity or whatever. But, mate, I practiced law in Sydney in those 1970s, and I mean, it's always disturbed me. Where was the church when this was going on? Because many of us knew it was happening. I was in criminal law, and how can Christians make a difference? And is this sort of stuff still happening? And if we're salt and light, what difference should it make for us as Christians in that situation? I mean, how did the underbelly take place in a nation that was so Christian? And how can we ensure it doesn't happen again?
That sounds fascinating. I'm looking forward to that. Ross, thank you for your time today. Look forward to catching up this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.